أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا
السلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. magandang gabi mga kaibigan. Ito po ay yung lingkod, Attorney Abdurrahman Linzan, na pupugay sa inyo at bumabati sa inyo ng malugod na assalamu alaikum. May the peace and blessings of the Almighty God be with you, especially of course this wonderful Tuesday evening. And as usual, welcome you to the Tuesday edition of our Islamic Awareness Program. And this is always live, given to you by the Islamic Dawah Council of the Philippines, Monday to Friday, and from 8:30 to 9:30 in the evening, over your favorite station. At, of course, mga kaibigan, ang GWBL ay kasapi sa KBP, o Kapisalan Mga Broadcaster sa Pilipinas. Ang ating oras sa buong kapuluhan, mga kaibigan, ay alas 8:30 ng gabi. Let's welcome Brother Rashid Guzman, ang ating kapartner. Assalamualaikum, Brother Rashid.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Magandang gabi, mga gabi na yung pag-grabe sa pagkakamin kagabsat. Yung ganyan, mga bigyan-labi sila na ngayon kakaroon. Kamusta po kayong lahat, mga kababayan, saan man kayo na roon, yung man yung iskribo, kultura, reliyon. Sabi niyo lagi ang niling ko, Dr. Rashid B. Guzman. Kumusta po sa mga kababayan natin dyan, sa Bisaya, sa Mindanao, dyan po sa Palawan, Mindoro, hello po sa Region, Bicol Region, at Pangasinan. Gabi po dyan sa Longa po, sa Balis at sa Pampanga. At sa mga kapatid natin dyan sa Davao, lalo po dyan sa Mati, pinabot ko ako salam kay Dr. Ay ating kapatid dyan, and also to Brother Abdul Jabbar, Dinsag, and family to Ahad here. Yes, and also to our brother, Engineer Morsit Tagiris and family. Ganoon po kay Dato Yusuf Lizag and family. Kay Mandoy, salamualaikum po sa inyong lahat dyan. At sa ating mga kapatid dyan sa Pangasinan, lalo na po dyan sa Alaminos, kay Hagian Sanwari and family, dyan po sa Sual, to brother Abdullah Mangawang and family. At ganoon din dyan sa Bautista Pangasinan, Ararate Katalandikan and Umu family. Salamualaikum po sa inyong lahat dyan, kay Laki Inyong and family, and also to Mr. Pedro Romo. Kay Suso Gamila, salamualaikum po sa inyong lahat dyan. Nandiyan dyan po sa Alcala, Barrio Tindangan, Pangasinan. At dito sa Palasang Manila, may salam to Haji Muhammad Balsuan, kay Ustad sa Ustad Duin, Abdul Rafi sa Yili and family. Assalamualaikum po. At ganun din po kay Dr. Senol. Babalik po tayo sa ating si Atty. Abdurrahman Lizan.
Thank you, Brother Sid. Ang ating mga salam, dua, pinapaabot po natin sa may sa mga taga-sunod po sa atin dyan sa may parking Palawan, Brooks Point, Puerto Princesa, lalo na po dyan sa Batarasa, lalo na rin dyan sa Nara, dyan po sa may Quezon, and of course mga lalo na po dyan sa may Tawi-Tawi, Cagayan de Sulu, at sa kayo mga kaibigan natin dyan sa Sulu, and of course dyan po sa may parking Zamboanga. Assalamualaikum sa inyo lahat dyan. Maayang gabi sa inyo ka na mga kaigalan kong mga Kabisayan, din nasa Kabisayan, o sa Mindanao. Siyempre, lalo na po dyan sa may... na madaling na gabi ka mayroon dyan, mga kalumunan ka. And of course, mga... tugang ka mga Bicolano, Diyos Mahay na Banggi, sa inyo ka bus mga tugang, maupay na gabi sa inyo kasangkay nisi. Mga kapsat ka ngayon ka ay sumutla lang. Naimbag na rabi ka na kaya may mga kapsat, ha? Okay, magpapatuloy po tayo sa ating palatuntunan. Don't forget, you are in the Islamic Awareness Program.
You are listening to this program, Islamic Awareness, being brought to you every night from Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 9:30 in the evening, over this station, DWBL, 1032 on your way to Dayan.
For tonight, mga kaibigan, let's go to one verse of the Holy Quran by way of our guidance. Ha? Ito po ay parang reminder po sa atin. Lalo na po sa mga kaibigan natin na medyo iba ang pag-iisip. Especially for those people who do not believe in the day of judgment. I'll bring you to Surah 5, verse 109 and 110 of the Quran. Sige pala, binabati natin si Dr. Magnaye. Kumusta ka, Doc? At saka si Dr. Ansari Castilla. Sabi dito ang verse na ito po, mga kaibigan, in the English meaning of these verses, in the day when Allah gathered together the messengers and said, what was your response from mankind? They will say, we have no knowledge. Lo, thou, only thou art the knower of things hidden. And this is this verse is actually followed by another verse, which is quite longer. And Allah says here, when Allah says, O Jesus, son of Mary, remember my favor unto thee and unto thy mother, how I strengthen thee with the Holy Spirit, so that thou speakest unto mankind in the cradle as in maturity, and how I taught thee the scripture and wisdom and the Torah and the gospel, and how didst shape you, how thou didst shape of clay as it were in the likeness of a bird by my permission, and didst blow upon it, it was a bird by my permission, and thou didst heal him who was born blind and the leper by my permission, and how thou didst rise the dead by my permission, and how I restrained the children of Israel from harming thee when thou comest unto them with clear proof. And those of them who disbelieved exclaimed, this was not else than mere magic. And when I inspired the disciples saying, believe in me and in my messenger, they said, we believe and bear witness that we are Muslims. With Mary, is thy Lord able to send down for us a table spread with food from heaven? He said, observe your duty to Allah if you are true believers. They said, we wish to eat thereof, that we may satisfy our hearts and know that thou hast spoken truth to us, and that thereof we may be witnesses. Jesus, son of Mary, said, O Allah, Lord of us, send us down for a table spread of food from heaven, and that it may be the feast for us, for the first of us, and for the last of us, and a sign from thee, give us sustenance, for thou art the best sustainer. Sadaqallahu halima, kaibigan. Alhamdulillah, this very, very long verse, actually, there are 110, 111, 112, 13, and 14. And this verse tells us about the answer to the question kahapon po. tungkol po sa nagtanong doon sa gumawa daw si Jesus ng alak. My answer was, it was not the Jesus who really made the wine, glass of water into wine, okay? If ever that happened, it is by the will of God, you know. That was by the permission of God, you know. All miracles that we think it is a miracle really are those that happen by the will of God. Now, here about the Last Supper, binanggit po natin kahapon, at here the Last Supper, it was not explained very clearly in the Bible, and in these verses of the Holy Quran, it was very clearly explained that it was the disciples or companions of Prophet Jesus who asked for it, you know, to cease to believe, sabi niya. Please give us. So, medyo nakansawan po si Prophet Jesus, and so therefore he prayed to God na ibigay po yung table full of food. As I told you, wine is, and you can find that also in some portion of the Quran, and other things. Even gold that is prohibited for man, it's there. Man can wear that already in paradise. There is no more prohibition in the hereafter. Everything is halal, you know. There is no more haram there, you know, if you are there in paradise. Of course, you might be thinking about the time of Prophet Adam, where it was forbidden for them to go to the tree. That was before, my friends. But after the day of judgment, inshallah, everything will become halal, will be allowed by God, and whatever you think, and God will give you permission, you can always do that. So what happened when they asked for food? When they asked for a table food, what happened? Let's read the following verses. Allah said, "No, I sent it down for you. And whoso disbelieve of you afterwards, him surely will I punish with a punishment wherewith I have not punished any of my creatures." That was what happened, my friends, to Judas. Ito po ay maliwanag po. Surah 5, verse 115. It was promised by God that anybody who will not believe, still not believe, after he has brought down that food, that Last Supper, God promised to punish him wherewith I have not punished any of my creatures. You see, he was the first one to taste that kind of punishment, crucifixion.
You are listening to this program, Islamic Awareness, being brought to you every night from Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 9:30 in the evening, and a week special DWBL, 12:32 in the Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, mga kaibigan, so maliwanag yung brother Asid. Kasi sa Biblia ay hindi na pag-usapan kung paano nga nagkaroon ng Last Supper. At saka, kumisan kagaya ng crucifixion ni Prophet Jesus. Akala ng iba, siyempre karamihan po, ang paniwala si Jesus nga na-crucify. Dito po, mag-isip lamang tayo, Brother Sid, ay maiisip na natin kung sino yung nag-betray kay Jesus, how he was punished because of this particular promise of God in Surah 5 verse 115 of the Quran.
Yeah. So, ang ginawa ng tao kasi sa panahon ng Jesus Christ, katulad ng nangyari sa kanya, yung bumitang sa kanya, at saka yung pinalabas tungkol sa nangyari sa kanya. So, sa all blasphemy, kasi katulad ng pinalabasan niya sa ngayon, this against the glory or the sovereignty of God. At alam po ninyo yung mga signs na ipinakit niya rin sa tao. These are great signs of God. Lahat po yan na ikang ay pinamalas po niya, hindi po nanggaling sa kanyang kapangyarihan, kundi nanggaling sa kanya sa kapangyarihan ng Allah, sa Barawat Allah, yung lumiksa rin sa kanya. So itong mga, yung mga sinuminom na hindi matarot isip ng isipan ng tao sa kanyang mga pinamalas sa kanila, ay yung mga yan ay sa English ascribed to the finger of God ka nga. Na wala siyang magawa, wala siyang kapangyarihan gumawa noon, kundi sa pamamagitan din ng kapangyarihan ng Panginoon. Katulad nung nag-fashion siya ng bird out of clay, and he blew it. He blew to the bird that would become a living bird. Pero sinabi niya, ito ay sa Panginoon ang galing. Kung ano yun, yun. Alam po niya kasi ang mga prophets, ang mga messengers ng Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sa kanilang kapanahonan kung saan o kung paano sila nasugo ang kanilang kapangyarihan na ibinigay o pinagkalob sa kanila ng Panginoon ay hindi magagawa din ng iba na katulad din nila nasugo tulad ng ginawa ni Jesus Christ. Sabi Jesus Christ, yun po hindi magagampanan ni Prophet Moses. And also sa kabalik ka rin din yung nagawa ni Prophet Musa or Moses, hindi rin po na magagawa ni Jesus Christ yun. Tulad din po ng Prophet Muhammad sa siya kanina. Lahat po na lahat po sila ay may kanya-kanyang tungkulin na ginang pala rito. Ayon po sa hinihinang pagkakataon sa sitwasyon ng mga lugar o sa kondisyon ng kanilang mga lahi o sa kanilang mga tao sa panahon yun. Kasi kung ano man po ang problema na darating sa any problem that will arise at the time yung sa kanilang kapanahon ng bawat isa sa kanila, ay dumarating po yung isang may kabukasan, especially in the last prophet, Isnapanhin. Ay wala pong ipinamalas na yung milagro na ginawa niya na katulad ni Jesus Christ, na nagpamalas siya ng iba tinatawag na nilang miracle. Kundi wala siyang magawa sapagkat hindi nga siya binigyan ng ganyang kapangyarihan. But God Himself, ang Diyos mismo na ang gumagawa, na pati ang holy prophet ay isang ay magtataka rin kung paano nangyayari yun. So, laging katulong, laging nakasubaybay ang Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sa banal na propeta. Doon po magkaroon ng nabuksan din ang isipan ng mga tao sa panahon niya na siya talaga ay messenger o alagano sugo ng ating Panginoon. And we regarded him as the sugo. Alam po ninyo si Jesus Christ, ika nga masasabi natin na siya ay nagbumuhay ng tao. He gave a life to a dead body, a dead person. Pero si Prophet Muhammad, is that him, we regard him as he gave life to a dead nation. Sa buong sang katawan po, pagkat patay na po ang pananampalataya ng mga tao, nasa bingit na po ng talagang kasamaan ng tao. So, para bang yung kasabihan ni Jesus Christ, let the dead bury their dead, diba? Wala na po kasi iba na po ang sinasamba ng tao noong panahon ng sugo si Prophet Muhammad, and he was the one who gave a life, who gave soul to the dead nation na isang ay kinamulatan niya o kung paano siya doon siya sinugot sa nasyon na yun sa Saudi Arabia. So yan po ang mga tungkulin nila. Huwag po natin gawin na pagkaraan nila sa kanilang buhay dito na sila ay pumanaw sa daigdig, sila na po ang ating sasambahin. We regard them so much and to the extent that we worship them already. Katulad na nangyari po sa mga unang prophets, Prophet Jesus Christ. Alhamdulillah, if we worship, kung sasambahin natin si Prophet Jesus Christ, natin si Moses, Lord Abraham. Diba? Oo. Kaya tayo sila.
O, diba kay si Adan, brother, si pwede na rin, ano?
Lalo na.
Kasi nabangit natin kasi ang tawag po natin sa God, the proper way of calling God is not actually Father. It's not really our Father, brothership. It is too arrogant for us to say that we are children of God. Maybe you can take it only in a grain of salt. O medyo yung bang, ano bang pagkasalita mo na yan? Yung bang mga, yung hindi matalinghagang salita. Sinabi mong son of God, ikaw dapat ang sisilbi sa Diyos. Parang yun na rin yung servant of God, ano ha? Mm-hmm. Pero sabihin mo, actually, and God is our Father, that's good, but then, God may not like it, you know. Brother Phil. Lalo na kung medyo ikaw ay karantado rin, ano?
Oh, yun, yeah.
Oh, hindi ka sumusunod. Dala-dala ka ng maraming baril. Lalo na kung hindi ka pa kontento ng isang baril. Gusto mo, labing isa.
Hindi mo nga nangyari siya sabi. Yung parabang divination of the spirit.
Pagkatapos sabihin pa natin, anak tayo lang din. Brother Phil ako?
So, against po yan, yung masamang masama, yung maskin nila yun, hindi naman nangyayari kasi parabang binigyan ng Patulang, kapantay ang Diyos talaga.
Masarap, pinahiya mo pa. Pinahiya. Kasi like father, like son, di ba? Hindi kung medyo wala kang disiplina, ang Diyos din walang disiplina.
Mm-hmm.
Pero katulayan po, ang tatay natin na sangkatauhan ay si Adan. Huh? We have our father who is there in heaven is Adam. And if you read the story of the adventure or the travel of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to heaven in the Isra wal Miraj. Nung nag-mirag po siya ay nakita niya si Prophet Adam there in the first heaven. Nandun po siya, first heaven, dwelling there in first heaven. Yeah, of course, nandun po siya. So, you will find that our father is there really in heaven. That is Adam. But that does not mean it is God. Okay, mga kaibigan, sa punto ito ay dadako po tayo sa isang point sa itong sinasabi natin na breaking promises. I was reading to you, you know, one verse, Surah Al-Nahl verse 92. Ulitin natin ito kasi medyo na-request sa atin na ulitin daw natin itong verse na ito. Dahil medyo lumalabas ang tunay na karakteristik ng mga sisters natin, mga babae. Kaya po tayong lalaki, huwag tayo maging ganyan, ha? Eh, iba kasi yung lalaki, ibang babae, di ba? Lalo na sa pag-uugali, brother kid, di ba? Anyway, ito po. Sabi dito in Surah Al-Nahl, verse 92, and this is the English meaning of this verse. And be not like a woman who breaks into untwisted strands that yearns, which she has 100, yung 50,000 mo, so anong nangyari? May tubo pa rin siya ang 100,000. So, yung ganun po ang nangyari. Ipag, siguro, maraming nakikinig ngayon sa atin, mga judges, mga kaibigan. Ganun po ang mga ginagawa ng mga kaibigan natin. Sa Islam po, religiously speaking, this cannot happen, you know? That's why, whenever we enter into a contract, kahit na medyo nalugi tayo, wala tayong magagawa. We have to continue that because that is our oath. So, I think you must understand, my friends, a religious way of doing things and those that are purely sinasabi natin na sabi nila contractual, yung kinatatakutan lang nila mga pulis, mga batas o ano-ano. No, in Islam, you have to fear to God. Because if there is one contract signed or agreed between the two of you, God is there as the third. And if there are four of you, God is there as the fifth. You know, if you are alone, God is there to be with you. And who knows what you think about it. So let us continue. One nation, for example, makes an agreement with another nation, but the greed of better advantage and other considerations compel her to break the agreement. This is what happens in many of us. I don't know, maybe. Our external relations, our country, our beloved country, the Philippines. Ay, kumisa, napapasubo dito po. Ha? Religious consideration considers it highly objectionable that for the sake of temporary benefits, virtuousness be trampled and deception and treachery should enter in the dealings among men. Islam, which is a religion of God, makes it compulsory for an individual as well as a group to be honest, to be decent, and to be sincere, so that in all the conditions of poverty and riches and victory and defeat, the covenant must be safeguarded. Kahit na umaabot tayo sa medyo mahirap na kalagayan, paano nalugi tayo? Nakapag-uo kasi tayo ng araw. Naibenta natin ang lupa natin o bahay natin ng medyo palugi, brother Sid. Wala tayong magagawa po. We have to accept that. In the name of God, you know, we have to accept that because that is a part of, you know, of our daily activities and our daily dealings with fellow men. And in one verse, again, in Surah Al-Nahl, verse 34, rather 94 and 95, again, Allah says here, reminding us again, and take not your oaths to practice deception between yourselves, with the result that someone's foot may leap after it was firmly planted, and you may have to take the evil consequences of having hindered men from the path of Allah, and a mighty wrath descend on you, nor sell the covenant of Allah for the miserable price, for with Allah is the price far better for you if you only knew. Sadaqallahu al-halim, mga kaibigan. Ito po ay medyo po pampagising lamang sa atin, Brother Sid. Dahil po, karamihan po sa atin ay talagang medyo yung iniisip lamang ang benefit dito sa kamunduhan ito, mga kaibigan. Babalikan po natin ang konting topic natin na yan. We have time mamaya. At sa puntong ito ay dadako tayo po sa Quran reading. And take notes on this. Sana po ma-internalize po natin ang Quran reading. Lalo na po ito that these are words coming directly from our Almighty God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right row.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَا مَعَهُ أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ وَزِيرًا.
We verily gave Moses the scripture and placed with him his brother Aaron as minister.
فَقُلْنَا اذْهَبَا إِلَى الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا فَدَمَّرْنَاهُمْ تَدْمِيرًا.
Then we said, go together unto the folk who have denied our revelations. Then we destroyed them, a complete destruction.
وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ لَمَّا كَذَّبُوا الرُّسُلَ أَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ آيَةً وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
And Noah's folk, when they denied the messenger, we drowned them and made of them a portent for mankind. We have prepared a painful doom for evildoers.
وَعَادًا وَثَمُودَ وَأَصْحَابَ الرَّسِّ وَقُرُونًا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ كَثِيرًا.
And the tribes of Ad and Thamud, and the dwellers in Ar-Ras, and many generations in between. Each of them we warned by example, and each of them we brought to utter ruin.
وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْطِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ أَفَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا.
And indeed, they have passed by the township whereon was rained the fatal rain. Can it be that they have not seen it? Nay, but they hope for no resurrection.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوًا أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا.
And when they see thee, O Muhammad, they treat thee only as a jest, saying, is it he whom Allah sendeth as a messenger?
إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا لَوْلَا صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا.
He would have led us far away from our gods if we had not been staunch to them. They will know when they behold the doom who is more astray as to the road.
أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا.
Hast thou seen him who chooseth for his God his own lust? Wouldst thou then be guardian over him?
Salam Allah al-Hadim, mga kaibigan. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these verses of the Holy Quran. Sana po ay na-internalize po natin at yun po ay magiging gabay sa akin. Kunting mga lessons na nakukuha po natin, direct guidance from our Almighty God. And take note that you are always fine listening to these verses from the very only program of this kind in the Philippines.
We're listening to this program, Islamic Awareness, being brought to you every night from Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 9:30 in the evening, over this special DWBL.
Hi, Tokomini Code, Attorney Abraham Alinzag, welcoming you again to the second portion of our Islamic Awareness program tonight, Tuesday edition. And of course, we'd like to welcome back Brother Rashid. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rashid.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And ang tatlo, apat po na ating mga sisters na nandito po at medyo napakarami po at medyo ang unang magtatanong sa atin, siyempre, si Sister Jarela. Assalamu alaikum, Sister.
Wa alaikum assalam. Una po natin katanungan mula kay Brother Fred, our Fred Mustafa. Totoo po ba na may ban ng ating kaluluwa? Yun ba'y kautusan o katuroan ni Allah?
Ban?
Ban.
Ha? Anong ban?
Sa tagbubayad dito ng babayaran ko.
Piyansa. Ah, piyansa, ang mga kaibigan. Siyempre, alam mo, piyansa ay dito lang sa atin. Technically speaking, ang piyansa ay kung nakakulong tayo, para pipiyansahan lang tayo, Brother Rashid, ha? Para mayroong pansamantalang paglaya habang hindi pa hinuhusgahan. Ngunit sa kaluluwa natin ay wala pong nakasangla doon na piyansa natin. Ano? Kung hindi, mula sa pagkamatay po natin, ay siyempre ang ating kaluluwa ay nandun na sa nasa isang kalagayan. Na isang kalagayan po na medyo hawak na ng isang anghel na angel of death, ha? And of course his companion si yung angel doon sa grave, ha? And tinatawag po natin si Munkar, ha? At siyempre pagkatapos po niyan, while waiting for the day of judgment, nandun tayo sa isang kalagayan naman, isang sitwasyon, ha? Na paggaling doon ay magkakaroon na ng day of judgment. So there is no moment, Brother Sid, there is no moment or point where you have to file your bail bond. Otherwise, tutubo mga kumpanya, Brother Sid, ano? Mm-hmm. Mga banding kumpanya, ano?
Yes. Yeah. Kung magkalaan sa resta mo na sa hila. Bago tuloy po natin yung talungan po natin, isa muna ang kondito.
So, ito po ang katanungan po natin. Hindi, bakit may optional prayer po raw samantalang may obligatory prayer na?
Actually, ang pinag-usapan natin, Sister, ang obligatory, ang salat. Ha? Kaya lang, kung hindi mo mapipigil ang tao na medyo matindi po ang kanyang paniniwala sa may kapal at gusto magkaroon ng lamangan. Alam mo kasi, ang paggawa ng mabuti sa Islam ay hindi po na susunod ka lamang sa patakaran. Okay na okay ka na, di ba? Sa Islam, no. Equal work for equal pay. Kagaya rin, nang nagtatrabaho ka sa opisina, gusto mong malaki-laki ang take-home pay mo, gusto mo mag-overtime. Ha? So, may dumating ng sahod, malami-rami ang pera mo, mas marami ang pera mo kaysa doon sa pumapasok lang ng 8 hours a day. So, kung papasok halimbawa, sa halip na 8 hours, sabi naman ng boss mo, pwede ka mag-overtime. Trabaho ka halimbawa, 10 hours a day. So, wala ka namang gagawin kaysa magbabarkada ka. Ha? So, malaki ang kabayaran mo. Ganon din po ang ating relationship sa ating may kapal. Kaya po, ang pagpupunta mo, ang pagkapunta natin sa hell, pa, sa hell or sa heaven, depende po sa ginagawa natin sa mundo ito. Kung susunod tayo sa mga inuutos ng may kapal sa atin, at pagkatapos pinalalampasan pa natin yung mga kautusan na yun, by means of that obligatory, I mean optional prayer na sinasabi mo, Sister, ay medyo sigurado po. Sigurado na ang kalagayan natin ay malalamangan natin yung iba. In Islam, ang paligsahan po ng tao ay sa paggawa ng mabuti. Hindi po paligsahan sa paggawa ng masama upang dumami ang pera niya dito, Brother Rashid. Hindi po gano'n. Ang Islam, paligsahan, paunahan, medyo competition to do good, not to do bad. Okay, Sister.
Ang sumunod po ay tungkol po sa isang hadith na hindi raw po papasok ang angel sa isang bahay na may aso at picture.
Uh-huh.
So ang question po, ano raw po ang uring picture ang pwede ilagay sa bahay na pwede i-appreciate ng angel parang sa bahay?
Maganda yun ano. Generally, kakadikan, yung acceptable pictures in Islam na pwede mo i-display sa bahay-bahay mo, yung mga views. Pero po, yung mga animals, pictures of the animals or human being, these are, disliked by the angel of mercy. Itong hadith po na ito ay authentic hadith. During the time of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of God be upon him. May siyempre, matagal-tagal na rin hindi dumating sa kanya si Angel Gabriel. Alam niyo po, ang revelation ng God ng Quran ay kumisyon si Angel Gabriel ang dumarating, kumisyon diretso nagsasalita, si Prophet Muhammad, kumisyon pinapasok mismo sa puso niya yung revelation at sinasabi niya. Pero medyo, may mga panahon na medyo matagal-tagal na daw umating at may usapan pa nga sila na darating si Angel Gabriel during that night. Hindi naman nakarating. Bakit kaya? Sabi niya, galit na yata sa akin eh. So, there was a time, nandun siya sa isang bahay kasi, na lumipat siya ng bahay, pumunta siya, doon siya nakatulog sa ibang bahay, dumating doon si Angel Gabriel. Ha? At sinabihan kagad, bakit hindi ka nakarating? Sabi ng angel, sabi niya, I'm sorry, Nanal, na hindi ako makapasok sa iyo, nandun lang ako sa labas, at hindi ako makalapit doon sa bahay na kinaroroonan mo dahil mayroong image na nandun, image. Thou shall not have any graven image of any likeness. That is hindi. Old Testament, hindi Ten Commandments, mga kaibigan, ha? Diba? Thou shall not have any graven image of any likeness. In the heaven, on the earth, and under the sea. Ganun-ganun. Maalala mo yun. Kagad. Doon sa sinabi ni Angel Gabriel na yun. Talaga pala na pinagbabawal ng may kapal sa atin at yung angel of mercy will not really get inside your house if you have images there. Lalo na, brother, kung may sapatos pa yung angel na. yung image mo, ano ha? May damit pang, ha? Christopher. Sige?
Katanungan po din mula kay brother Faisal Omar. Isang Muslim na lalaki po raw na ang asawa ay Christian, pwede bang madyakatan daw po yung babae?
Ang babae naman hindi naman dinadyakatan eh. Ang dinadyakatan po, property. Ngunit, pag sinasabi mong siguro ang ibig sabihin ng brother or sister natin, yung zakatul fitr. Ayun, zakatul fitr. Pwede, siyempre, bawat member ng pamilya mo, you have to give zakat for that. Pero yung zakat as a by way of tax to the property, yung ari-arian mo yun, ginazakatan. Pero yung asawa, member of the family, hindi. Ngunit, sa fitr, mayroong term dyan, zakatul fitr ba yun? Yung zakatul fitr o zakatul fitr, ha? Fitra. Tawag natin, pitra, ha, sa ating salita. Kasi binigyan mo pitra, mga kaibigan, ang tao. Yun, bibilangin kung bawat isang tao, mga sa 3 kilos of rice, yun. So, ito, siyempre, member of the family.
Okay. Kaya mula naman po kay Brother Bilal, Hazan, Usuf. Pwede raw po bang mag-raffle kung sa tiket po ang Islam? At ang kikitain daw po ay pagka i-gagamitin ko sa pagpagawa ng masjid o madrasa. Halal po ba raw po yun?
The answer is no. Maraming hadith po dyan. Yung raffle is a game of chance. Whatever you earn from there, you cannot make it valid or halal by giving it to the mosque or whatever. As a matter of fact, there is a hadith, but which is quite strong hadith for that matter. sabi po dyan, na kung halimbawa, yung pera na ninakaw, ganun din yung pera na galing sa sugal at ginawa ng mosque, we are not supposed to pray to that mosque. We cannot pray inside that mosque because our prayers therein will not be accepted by God, inshallah.
Mula po kay Brother Jasid Amir Harun. Ang pag-collecta po ba raw ng sadaka ay kautusan ni Allah o gawa ng ating sekreto ni Hanod?
Ang sadaka ay ibig po sabihin para sa mga non-Muslim natin kung nasikinig, ang sadaka po yung parang alms. Ha? So pag-collecta ng sadaka ay sunnah. Dahil po, kinakailangan yan pag-operation, pagkaroon ng kanilang, magkaroon sila ng trust fund, o sa kanilang magagamit ng mga tao, especially in the community. So, that is sunnah. Nevertheless, what is obligatory for man, for the believers, are yung tawag natin zakat. Obligatory po yan. That is in the Holy Quran. Pero, ang tao, nandun sa Holy Quran din, ang tao ang bibigay ng sadaka, ay there is an equal blessing given by God as Lord for him. At niliwanag po ng propeta, ang sadaka ay hindi lamang po pamamagitan Brother Rashid ng pera, ngunit kahit na sabi niya yung ngiti natin, smile is another form of sadaka. So therefore, we are obliged to always give our sadaka to anyone else, whether he is a believer or unbeliever, whether he's an enemy or your friend, you can even give a smile, which is costless, brother. Okay?
Okay. Mula po kay Brother Abdul Rakib Diaz. Ano po ba raw ang pananaw ng Islam sa Matthew 5 verse 17 na I come not to destroy but to fulfill? Ano daw po ang pananaw ng Islam doon?
Brother Rashid, siguro si Brother Rashid muna, mamaya na tayo Rashid. Kasi nung araw kasi yun ay ginagamit din ni Brother Rashid nung nag-preach sa Christianity, Brother Rashid, ano ha?
Ang sabi niya po ay binitawan mga kataga ni Prophet Jesus Christ. I came not to fulfill, not to destroy, but to fulfill. Yes, actually po, yung tinutukoy po dyan ni Jesus ay yung law, yung Torah ni Prophet Moses. Because it was Prophet Moses who prescribed the law of righteousness. Siya po ang nagbala po ng batas ng kautosan. And pagdating po ng panahon ni Jesus Christ, Prophet Jesus Christ, kaya sinabi niya, I came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill. He was the one who fulfill, who enforce the to execute righteousness, preaches of the law, na ikangay dala-dala din ni Moses. So napakalinaw yan kasi sinabi ni Jesus Christ din na the eternal duty of man is to do the will of God. So yan po ang fulfillment, of the law. Prophet Jesus Christ po ang sabi niya.
In other words, Brother Sid, sa Islamic point of view, si Prophet Jesus ay talagang kinukonfirm nga talaga yung batas na nagmumula sa may kapal. Binasa natin yung isa yung verse eh. Sabi diba, sabi ng God that he told him the Torah, he taught him the Torah, tinuruan si Prophet Jesus ng God ng buko Moses, yung Ten Commandments. And then, ito ang binasa natin kanina eh. Pagkatapos, I taught him, sabi niya, I taught thee the scripture and wisdom and the Torah. So, and the gospel, you see? So therefore, this you can find it in Surah 5, verse 110. So therefore, Prophet Jesus was merely a prophet of God, following the order from God, following the teachings of God, and therefore, as we told you earlier, he was a Muslim. He was a believer of God who submits to the will of God and have no even one inch of an objection, Brother Sheikh.
Yes.
Kamaliwanag yan. Sister, hindi may maraming katanungan.
Opo, marami po.
Ang busy pa si Sister dyan nila sa telepono.
May tawag po dito, sabi, hindi po ba tanggap ang sala kung hindi nagbibigay ng zakat?
Well, hindi natin masabi po niyan because in reality, only Allah, you know, can know that. Kaya po sa ating sa Islam, we have to be careful dahil truly, mayroon mga sala na hindi tinatanggap ng God. Mayroon prayers na hindi tinatanggap ng God. So, hindi natin masabi talaga na kung mo hindi ka nagbigay ng zakat, hindi na matatanggap yung prayer mo, kaya hindi ka na magpipray. Hindi natin masasabi yan. Only God knows that. That is for sure. Hindi natin, we cannot pretend to know many things than God. Even God here, as I told you, binasa natin kaninang verse, glory in the day of judgment daw, sinabi ng God, on the day when Allah gathered together all the messengers and said, what was your response from mankind? And they will say, we have no knowledge. Lo, thou art, only thou art well aware of all things hidden. So only know who God knows that, my friends. So, pero para sigurado tayo na matanggap, Brother Rashid, ang ating sala, magpili tayo ng zakat. Kasi yung pera na earnings natin, hindi sa atin lahat yun. May portion doon sa ating earnings which belongs really, truly, to the poor people whom we have to give. Pero kung sunuhin mo yan, parang ninakaw mo na rin, Brother Rashid, ang pagkakataon kung muna sa kamay mo. Okay?
Ang sunod pong katanungan mula po inyatap ko kay Brother Rashid, what's the reward of Muslim if he can recite the 99 attributes of Allah?
He cannot recite?
If he can recite the 99 attributes.
Ay, marami po. Maraming virtues yan, Brother Rashdi. There are many, many virtues of God. Maraming reward po. As a matter of fact, in kahit isang pangalan lamang, kung may sakit ka, yun ay mapag-aralan po natin, yung Asmaul Husna. Marami pong reward ng may kapal tungkol dyan. Kaya lang hindi natin maisa-isa dahil so many rewards. Immeasurable rewards from the Almighty God.
Mula rin po kay Brother Rasby po ulit, is it allowed in Islam the death penalty?
Death penalty is, of course. Ang pagka Brother Rashid, maraming mga tarantado na inalis talaga. Because that is the will of God. They have to be removed in this world. Also for their own benefit. Why? Because their sin that they have committed might be already expiated by their punishment that was given here in this world.
Itinanong din ito sa atin, if Islam is the right religion, sabi niya, what is the situation of the people who died before the advent of Islam? Are they automatically consigned to hell or are they not saved?
Ganda yung question niya. First of all, let me clarify that Islam is the only religion acceptable to God. That is very clear in the Quran, Rebekah. And let me also clarify that Islam did not start from the time of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam is started from the time of creation. Even before man was created, there was already Islam. Why? Because Islam means peaceful obedience to the commandments of God. Therefore, all the creations of God who obey God are called Muslims. As I told you earlier, even the sun and the stars, they are all Muslims because they follow the will of God. When God decreed that the sun should come from the east and sets in the west, and they always do that forever and ever and ever. So that means they are Muslims. So ganun po ang pangyayari na yan. Therefore, any person in the past who obeyed God through the teachings of God in revealed to the previous prophets prior to Prophet Muhammad, they are all considered Muslims. As a matter of fact, I just read to you the verse. Sabi po dito, companions of Jesus, itong sinasabi natin na mga companions ni Prophet Jesus, they are all Muslims. Devolution. Sinasabi na, and when I inspire the disciples, meaning disciples of Jesus, saying, believe in me and in my messenger, sabi ng God. They said, we obey and bear witness that we are Muslims. You can find this in Surah 5, verse 111 of the Quran. You see, Brother said, therefore, yung mga nauna sa mga namatay noon, kay Prophet Muhammad, before Prophet Muhammad, the children of Israel, Prophet Abraham, they are all Muslims, and therefore they will also go to heaven, Brother said.
Yes, marina po yun. Reason question pa, may tuturing ba sa Islam na ang libelo mo isang crime?
Libel? Yes, of course. But then, as to the gravity of the penalty, it depends upon Sharia to distinguish. Ang idea po dito, Brother Rashid, parang sa physical injuries, yung katawan natin ang nasaktan, di ba? Pero ang libel po, ang nasaktan natin ang isang honor ng tao. Isang honor, isang karangalan niya na nasaktan niya. Therefore, there must be, of course, since you have hurt the feeling of the other, then you must also have retribution for that. You must be punished for that so that you will have corresponding forgiveness later on from the Almighty God.
Supposing, kumbawa ito, yung taong ay pangit, sasabi mong pangit, libel na yun.
Ay, hindi naman. Although, it is a sin. It is sin to judge. We cannot say pangit talaga ng tao because, to criticize that. These are all, only God can do that. Kasi we are all imperfect and therefore we have no right to make such kind of criticism. Pero yung mga acts naman, pag pinag-usapan ng katotohanan, ay siguro hindi naman.
Sabi yung tawag dito, ang tanong niya, ito yung unang tanong, sabi niya, yung astronaut na si Neil Armstrong, nung nasya, dahil siya ang unang-unang tao nakatungtong sa buwan, sabi niya, totoo ba yung balita sa kanya na narinig niya yung asan habang nasa buwan?
Yung
Celtic prayer yun.
Kaya yung introduction natin kanina.
Kaya yung introduction.
So, yung question po na yun, yung news na yan, ay matagal na pong nababalitaan din natin. Nabasa rin natin yan sa newspaper po. Ha? Siyempre, hanggang sa newspaper lamang ang ating paniwala. At nandun po yun sa mga pahayagan ng nakaraan. Okay. Si Neil Armstrong raw, yung unang tao na tumuntong sa sa buwan. At doon din daw niya narinig ang isang sound na hindi niya ma-explain. At hindi niya malaman. At hindi niya maintindihan. Ngunit nung pagkalapag na niya dito sa mundo at nagkaroon siya ng pagkakataon na pumunta sa Cairo, sa Egypt, at doon niya narinig din yung sound na yun. At nung nagtanong siya sa mga nasa hotel, ng mga kasama niya, yung mga boy doon sa hotel, at kinaliwanag po, yun ay call to prayer ng Islam. At medyo nagulat po si Neil Armstrong sa mga pangyari na yun palang narinig niya sa buwan ay garon.
Well,
exactly the same. Ngayon, kung totoo yun o hindi, hanggang ganun lamang po ang masasabi natin. Dahil yun ay nababasa lamang natin. Okay? So, next question, Brother Hid. Ito muna ang tumawag na sa akin, ha? Haga ako nakasagot. Anyway, ganito. Ni Brother Wan Yu. Ito po, sabi niya, ang anong mangyayari sa isang Muslim na naniniwala, tapos susunod, hindi na maniwala, ibig sabihin, sumusunod ng patakaran ng Islam. Pagkatapos, hindi na naman, pagkatapos sumunod na naman, ngayon sa bandang huli, naniwala siya. Tuloy-tuloy. Medyo alangalin po yun, mga ganyan. Alam natin, pag halimbawa naniniwala tayo, pagka-Muslim na tayo, tuloy-tuloy ang paniniwala natin. Pagkatapos hindi ka na naman naniwala, di parang binibiro mo ang Panginoon. Okay, but God is forgiving. But you come now to ask for forgiveness. God will forgive you again. And then later on, after God forgive you, and then because you are a believer, then you do not believe anymore.
Tinaksilan mo na naman may kapal. Nabigyan ng ganun ng punishment. Well, mayroong verse dyan sa Holy Quran. Kaya lang, yung huling portion ng verse, he continued to in disbelief. And in that sense, Allah will not forgive him anymore. And he will not even look at him on the day of judgment. Ngunit, ang question kasi, yung bandang huli raw, ay naniwala na siya. Eh, siguro, Brother Hit, eh, nasa in-between pa siya. Sa ganun ay medyo alanganin pa rin ang tayo. Huwag na natin gawin po ng baka sakali o kaya parang pasugal-sugal ang ating buhay. Mabuti na kung tayo po ay naniniwala. Maniwala na tayo ng tutuhanan. Baka sakali, ha? Pag dumating sa atin ang kamatayan, ay hindi na tayo magkaroon na ng pagkakataon na makapagsisi pa. Ha? O kaya, ma-prove na tayo ay mananampalataya pala.
Salamat po kami po, Yaya. Pagsamantala mo naman mamamalam sa inyo. Maraming salamat sa inyo. Pagsunaybay at pasikinig sa Islamic Awareness Program, ang programang napapanahon. Explaining Code, Arrasidi Guzman, mamamalam na. Assalamualaikum.
Alaykum salam. Thank you mga kaibigan. Maraming salamat sa inyo. Pagsunaybay, ito po niyo lingkod. At Rony Abdurrahman Lizan, mamamalam na. Sana po ay nakabigay kami ng kabutihan sa inyo ngayon at kinabukasan. Inshallah. Assalamualaikum warahmatullah.
Assalamualaikum. الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن